Persons, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Fetters. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person hasn't given up the lower fetters, the fetters for getting reborn, or the fetters for getting a continued existence. One person has given up the lower fetters, but not the fetters for getting reborn, or the fetters for getting a continued existence. One person has given up the lower fetters and the fetters for getting reborn, but not the fetters for getting a continued existence. One person has given up the lower fetters, the fetters for getting reborn, and the fetters for getting a continued existence. What person hasn't given up the lower fetters, the fetters for getting reborn, or the fetters for getting a continued existence? A once-returner. This is the person who hasn't given up the lower fetters, the fetters for getting reborn, or the fetters for getting a continued existence. What person has given up the lower fetters, but not the fetters for getting reborn, or the fetters for getting a continued existence? One heading upstream, going to the Akanita realm. What person has given up the lower fetters and the fetters for getting reborn, but not the fetters for getting a continued existence? One extinguished between one life and the next. What person has given up the lower fetters, the fetters for getting reborn, and the fetters for getting a continued existence? A perfected one. These are the four people found in the world. Eloquence. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who speaks on topic, but not fluently. One who speaks fluently, but not on topic. One who speaks on topic and fluently. One who speaks neither on topic nor fluently. These are the four people found in the world. One who understands immediately. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One who understands immediately, one who understands after detailed explanation, one who needs education, and one who merely learns by rote. These are the four people found in the world. The fruits of initiative. These four people are found in the world. What for? One who lives off the fruit of initiative and deeds. One who lives off the fruit of deeds, but not initiative. One who lives off the fruit of initiative, but not deeds. One who lives off the fruit of neither initiative nor deeds. These are the four people found in the world. Blameworthy. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? The blameworthy, the mostly blameworthy, the slightly blameworthy, and the blameless. And how is a person blameworthy? It's when a person does things by way of body, speech, and mind that are blameworthy. That's how a person is blameworthy. And how is a person mostly blameworthy? It's when a person does things by way of body, speech, and mind that are mostly blameworthy, but occasionally blameless. That's how a person is mostly blameworthy. And how is a person slightly blameworthy? It's when a person does things by way of body, speech, and mind that are mostly blameless, but occasionally blameworthy. That's how a person is slightly blameworthy. And how is a person blameless? It's when a person does things by way of body, speech, and mind that are blameless. That's how a person is blameless. These are the four people found in the world. Ethics, first. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person has not fulfilled ethics, emotion, or wisdom. One person has fulfilled ethics, but not emotion or wisdom. One person has fulfilled ethics and emotion, but not wisdom. One person has fulfilled ethics, emotion, and wisdom. These are the four people found in the world. Ethics, second. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One person doesn't value or submit to ethics, emotion, or wisdom. One person values and submits to ethics, but not to emotion or wisdom. One person values and submits to ethics and emotion, but not wisdom. One person values and submits to ethics, emotion, and wisdom. These are the four people found in the world. Retreat. Mendicants, these four people are found in the world. What for? One is on retreat in body, but not mind. One is on retreat in mind, but not body. One is on retreat in neither body nor mind. And one is on retreat in both body and mind. And how is a person on retreat in body, but not mind? It's when a person frequents remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest, but they think sensual, malicious, and cruel thoughts. That's how a person is on retreat in body, but not mind. And how is a person on retreat in mind, but not body? It's when a person doesn't frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest, but they think thoughts of renunciation, goodwill, and harmlessness. That's how a person is on retreat in mind, but not body. And how is a person on retreat in neither body nor mind? It's when a person doesn't frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest, and they think sensual, malicious, and cruel thoughts. That's how a person is on retreat in neither body nor mind. And how is a person on retreat in both body and mind? It's when a person frequents remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest, and they think thoughts of renunciation, goodwill, and harmlessness. That's how a person is on retreat in both body and mind. These are the four people found in the world. Dhamma speakers. Mendicants, there are these four Dhamma speakers. What for? One Dhamma speaker speaks little and off-topic, and their assembly can't tell what's on-topic and what's off-topic. Such an assembly regards such a Dhamma speaker simply as a Dhamma speaker. One Dhamma speaker speaks little but stays on-topic, and their assembly can tell what's on-topic and what's off-topic. Such an assembly regards such a Dhamma speaker simply as a Dhamma speaker. One Dhamma speaker speaks much, but off-topic, and their assembly can't tell what's on-topic and what's off-topic. Such an assembly regards such a Dhamma speaker simply as a Dhamma speaker. One Dhamma speaker speaks much and stays on-topic, and their assembly can tell what's on-topic and what's off-topic. Such an assembly regards such a Dhamma speaker simply as a Dhamma speaker. These are the four Dhamma speakers. Speaker. Mendicants, there are these four speakers. What for? There's a speaker who runs out of meaningful things to say, but not a way of phrasing things. There's a speaker who runs out of ways of phrasing things, but not of meaningful things to say. There's a speaker who runs out of both meaningful things to say and ways of phrasing things. There's a speaker who never runs out of meaningful things to say or ways of phrasing things. These are the four speakers. It is impossible, it cannot happen that someone accomplished in the four kinds of textual analysis will ever run out of meaningful things to say or ways of phrasing things.